Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawyers for Donald Trump filed an appeal in an effort to remove the Fulton County District Attorney in the Georgia election interference case, challenging the judge's decision that Fannie Willis could remain on the case if her ex-boyfriend and prosecutor quit.
The appeal is in pursuit of a step Judge Scott McAfee wasn't willing to take. Trump's attorneys say the judge made a plain legal error in keeping DA Fannie Willis on the case, despite finding that her relationship with attorney Nathan Wade created an appearance of impropriety. McAfee said he would order Willis disqualified if she failed to dismiss Wade, and he quickly resigned from the case.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Massive cranes arriving in Baltimore today. They'll be used to remove sections of the collapsed bridge after a cargo ship crashed into a support pylon this week. The Vatican says Pope Francis did not participate in the Way of the Cross service in Rome tonight, so he can rest up for Easter Mass this weekend. This is ABC News. An Amber Alert issued today in two states after a car was stolen in Chicopee, Massachusetts, with a three-year-old boy inside. The child found safe in neighboring Connecticut. State Police Master Sergeant Matt Aslin.
It's a team effort. Anything like this, the abduction of a child, we're going to find him. And the communication was seamless.
Police say the carjacking appeared random. A Connecticut man now in custody. American consumers have what seems to be an insatiable demand for fashion hand-me-downs.
A widely followed annual report on the state of the resale market finds that the U.S. secondhand apparel market is growing much faster than the broader retail clothing industry. And traditional retailers have noticed the change in shopping habits. Last year, 39 more mainstream clothing companies set up their own brand resale shops, bringing the total to 163.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Kia says it's recalling 427,000 SUVs. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
7 News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's revenue secretary is stepping down soon. Peter Barco was first appointed in 2019. He'll leave office April 9th. Before that, he represented the Kenosha area in the State Assembly in the U.S. House. He worked in the Small Business Administration during the Clinton administration. Healthcare providers are signing people up in Wisconsin for Medicare and Medicaid. Christine Huberty is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. She says it's mostly for older people with disabilities.
First and foremost, look at the provider network restrictions and look at what's available in your area.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW, it's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Citi Field in New York. The Brewers spoil the Mets season home opener by a final score of 3-1. Milwaukee starting pitcher Freddy Peralta was outstanding, allowing only one run, one hit, one walk, and retired the last 13 batters he faced through the sixth inning. 20-year-old rookie Jackson Churia went 1-for-3 with a run batted in, made a big play in right field in the seventh to help retire the side. Veteran Christian Yelich, 3-for-4 with a home run and added an RBI. The two teams go at it again tomorrow. First pitch at 12:40. March Madness going on. Marquette against NC State. And their big power forward, DJ Burns. 6'9", 275 pounds. Marquette's Tyler Kolick says that Burns reminds him of another legendary big man, Tony Jackson.
We were watching film today. He hit like a spin fadeaway, kind of like Escalade from the N1 mixtapes. trying to do everything we can to stop him.
That's the Golden Eagles, Tyler Kolick, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. On March 22, 2024, Anthony James Kavarik passed away in his new home on the Flambeau River. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia Calloway of Rockford, Illinois, Tekla Kavarik of Black River Falls, by Thomas Kavarik of Butternut, by Albert Kavarik of Eisenstein, Frank Kavarik of Eisenstein, and Therese Fleming of Fifield. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, April 5th at Park Falls American Legion from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a memorial service at 6 p.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anthony James Kavarik. Ralph Alexander Jameson, age 75, of Glidden, died on Monday, March 25th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his four stepchildren, Ron Petrosky of Arkansas, by Carl Petrosky of Texas, Linda Schmidt of Glidden, and Bob Petrosky of Glidden. Further survived by nine grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, his brother David Jameson of Minnesota, by four sisters, Elsie Petrosky of Glidden, Beverly Seeger of Wausau, by Nancy Gould of Butternut, and further survived by Connie Jameson of Anaqua, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ralph Alexander Jameson, 75, Glidden.
Lucille Marie Korob, 75, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her sleep on March 27, 2024. Lucy is survived by her siblings, Adam of Phillips, Paul of Butternut, Peter, David, and Caroline of Park Falls, Edward of Story City, Iowa, Jim of Green Bay, Ken of Dawsonville, Georgia, Art of Two Rivers, Mike of Hayden, Idaho, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. A memorial service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Heindel Nimsgren Funeral Home in Phillips, with Father Sunil officiating. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Lucille Marie Korob, Park Falls.
Geneva Jean Kilger, 99, of Butternut, died on Tuesday, March 26th at her home. She is survived by her four children, Daryl Dace Wages of Butternut, by Frank Kilger of Butternut, by Alexandra Heft of Radisson, and Sydney Kilger of Butternut. Further survived by four grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, grandchildren, and by her brother, Philip Warshall, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Butternut, Saturday, April 6th at 11:30 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church Saturday, April 6th from 10:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Geneva Jean Kilger, 99, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this. Perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib. Loaded horseradish potatoes and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc. WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Indulge in perfection at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. From rich espresso to mouth-watering sandwiches and scones, we've got your cravings covered. Need a sharp look? Rent a tux and strut in style. Stop by now on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls for the ultimate hometown experience.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory is in effect through Saturday morning. Areas of snow and freezing rain tonight. Slushy accumulations of an inch or two. Minor ice accumulations. Lows upper 20s to near 30. For tomorrow, the wintry mix in the morning. Cloudy and a high in the low 40s for the afternoon. It's 46 right now.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. Of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe the youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith
you. air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
If I tried, you couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yet.
Anymore. That's Carly Pierce featuring Chris Stapleton here on 98Q Country. Chris Jansen, before that, with All I Need Is You. And this three in a row started with Luke Bryan and Most People Are Good. We're a little bit off schedule today because the Brewers started the day after that rain delay yesterday. So glad to have Brewer baseball back on the airways from 98Q to you. We are your home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball, of course. But that also means we're a little out of order today. So let's take a look. Before the last three in a row, we took a look at what day is today, something I normally do during the 3 or 4 o'clock hour. We're just, like I said, a little lopsided today. We'll get back on track tomorrow and we'll adapt throughout the baseball season. But this break, it's time for This Day in History. Let's turn the dial back to March 29th of 1999, when Wayne Gretzky scored the final goal of his career, his 894th, blowing past everybody else at the time, including the great Gordie Howe. The great one earned 4 Stanley Cups with the Oilers and 9 NHL MVPs. 1999, Wayne Gretzky scores his 894th and final goal. A little farther back, 1974, the Terracotta Army is discovered. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, it's this. In China, 5 farmers and their neighbor were digging a well. This is 1974, and it's farmers doing manual labor. This wasn't a high-tech operation to find a terracotta army, but they happened upon an underground necropolis, or huge cemetery, in other words. In it are 8,000-plus stoneware soldiers, life-size, who stand guard in this emperor's tomb that it turned out to be, which spans 38 square miles underground. Imagine you're digging a well and you just casually find almost 40 square miles of cemetery underground. The figures vary in height from about 5'7" to 6'6" according to rank, but all are incredibly detailed, though some of the higher ranks, apart from being taller, are also slightly more detailed too. There are also 130 chariots, 520 horses, and 150 cavalry horses, all terracotta, almost like a clay figurine, in life size. This must have taken dozens, tens, hundreds of years to manufacture, discovered on this day in 1974. Google about it. It wasn't just soldiers. There were 8,000 military figures, but there were hundreds of other ones. Acrobats, dancers, merchants, all kinds of things. Strong men, incredible depictions of human anatomy done in terracotta, and all to stand guard for this emperor's tomb in the afterlife. Kind of like the pyramids, but in Asia, their version of how to guard your afterlife tomb, more or less. And that'll do it for today's edition of This Day in History. Tune in on Monday for the next. Let's take a look who's coming up next here on 98Q Country. We'll be looking at Dylan Scott with Can't Have Mine, and Pat Green to follow with Tim McGraw's help to make it three in a row here on 98.3 FM, WCQM, 98Q Country.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Listen, it's important. You gotta hear this.
Coloring eggs and cranking the country.
Yeah!
All Easter weekend.
98Q Country.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. You a girl through a friend of a friend, and she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl. Thank you.
98QCountry.com.
Tattoos on her skin, but I do.
Bad Habit. That's Tim McGraw here on 98Q Country. And normally during the first break of the 3 o'clock hour, I talk to you about the Catkins Animal Rescue Pet of the Week. But with the Brewers playing today, so glad to have them and be the home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball here on 98Q Country, we've had to move the pet talk to right now. It's time to talk about Foxy, the Pet of the Week from Catkins Animal Rescue. She is a sweet and quiet 4-year-old female, short-haired, brown tabby cat. Ran out of adjectives. She has big green eyes and would make a great companion in a quieter home. Cannot stress this enough. Her eyes are huge and the prettiest shade of green I have ever seen. She is spayed, current on vaccinations, dewormed, and microchipped. Log on to catkinsanimalrescue.org to apply for Foxy, or just to look at the picture of her in her adorable little shark bed. She's poking out of the mouth and there are like these cloth teeth, and she doesn't care. Adorable. Thank you so much to Catkins for sending us info on Foxy so we can spread the word about this adorable, adoptable pet. Back to the country music here on 98Q Country. We're in the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. Hell of a View. Coming up next from Eric Church on 98Q.
It's Ribs and Ribeyes every Saturday night starting at 4 p.m. at John Sweemont Corner Bar and Grill, located at the intersections of 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Kyle Repair on Highway 13 in Park Falls congratulates Joel Karnick on 25 years of making Park Falls radio great. Kyle Repair, your Park Falls heavy equipment repair center. And think of Kyle Repair for your aluminum and dock welding needs, too.
Get ready for an egg-exciting Easter event at Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice alongside Prentice Hardware. Join us for an enormous Easter egg hunt on Monday, April 1st of Easter weekend. No April fooling around. Just tons of eggs filled with treasures from toys to candy, including special golden bonus prize eggs. Starting at 11 a.m. on the grounds at Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream off of Highway 8 on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. And yes, I have to mention the ice cream counter will be open. Don't miss out. Hop on over Monday, April 1st for the egg-finding fun.
There's a lot of good going on all around us. And Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
March into Fraser's Mercantile, a timeless gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Grab 2 River ribeye steaks, bone-in or trimmed, for just $7.49 per pound. Get Easter ready with Bunny House and cookie kits, starting at just $2.99. Indulge your sweet tooth with Cinnabon snack packs for only $1.99 a six-pack, $2.99 a case. Buy 3 and get 1 free. Find all this and more at Fraser's Mercantile, home of timeless treasures and unbeatable deals on Highway 8 in Catawba.
Stop by Ross's Sports Shop to make the switch to summer fishing. Ross's has everything you need, from line lures and licenses to guide services and the best bait in the state. Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory is in effect through Saturday morning. Areas of snow and freezing rain tonight. Slushy accumulations of an inch or two. Minor ice accumulations. Lows upper 20s to near 30. For tomorrow, the wintry mix in the morning, cloudy and a high in the low 40s for the afternoon. It's 46 right now.
Hello.
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 Hello, girls. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, look, an Easter egg.
Oh, Easter's fun for the whole family.
Happy Easter.
98 Q Country.
That was no daddy's dream. Was not your mama's prayer. But I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like the thought of chasing life instead of dialing bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Like you do.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chaw in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my day.
Dirt. That's Justin Moore with a reminder for you here on 98Q Country. George Burge with Mine on You, and Eric Church started it with Hell of a View on 98Q. We've still got some happenings that you can attend to this weekend, kind of, because it's an extra long weekend at the Park Falls Public Library. A no school Monday is the perfect time to have some fun there at the Park Falls Public Library. Join them April 1st at 11 a.m. That's this Monday at 11, as they welcome Cliff the Magic Man to the auditorium stage. There's no charge for this program. No April fooling. It's free. Head on down to Park Falls Public Library Monday at 11 for Cliff the Magic Man. Perfect way to spend a day off Easter Monday. You've recovered from the huge meals you've eaten with family and friends, I'm sure, and hopefully don't have too many serious obligations. What a great relaxing day, and what a great relaxing way to spend a relaxing day. Cliff the Magic Man at the library, Park Falls Public Library, 11 o'clock on Monday. Dirk Bentley Up next with Drunk on a Plane. There's a left turn for you. Jordan Davis to follow with Tucson Too Late as part of three in a row before we hit the top of the 6 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of